When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey guys, ready or not, 2024 is here, and we here at Breaking Points are already thinking of ways we can up our game for this critical election.
We rely on our premium subs to expand coverage, upgrade the studio, add staff, give you guys the best independent coverage that is possible. If you like what we're all about, it just means the absolute world to have your support. But enough with that, let's get to the show.
Hello, everybody. Literally breaking news almost minutes after we sent out our full show to premium subscribers, but that's how it works sometimes. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson are officially parting ways. Let's go ahead and put this statement up on the screen. Quote, Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's program was last program was Friday, April 21st. Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time starting this evening as an interim show helmed by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. So obviously, basically nobody in the business expected that, Crystal.
No.
I was talking with you a little bit before. I think a lot of people know this. I got my start in media working for Tucker Carlson at The Daily Caller. From what I can gather amongst many of my former colleagues, this was not necessarily expected. This was not a decision that was that at the very least was not a surprise to a lot of people who are in the know or in the business. It might have been potentially last minute on some longstanding tensions between Tucker and overall Fox News Media, but this is a titanic event in cable news. Tucker was by far the largest host in all of cable. He was the largest personality on Fox News. He had the best numbers amongst the key demographic, and he was he had the best access, I would say, to Trump himself. What's your immediate reaction to the way that this all went down?
Well, I mean, first thing, to your point, this is monumental. I mean, he is the top-rated cable news host in all of television. And we have always said there are basically two people in cable news who can generate their own following, who have a real tribe, who shows up to them as appointment viewing. One of those is Rachel Maddow, who is no longer a nightly presence on MSNBC. And the other one was Tucker Carlson, who now we know is out at Fox News. The first thing that your mind goes to is, of course, the timing, given that they just had this huge settlement with Dominion Voting Systems, largest defamation media settlement in history. So you wonder, okay, was that related to this? Because you also have a Smartmatic lawsuit coming down the pike. You also had shareholders looking at whether they were going to sue the company as well and board of directors for mishandling the election claims. So you wonder if this is somehow related to those settlements, if the overall company felt that he had become too much of a liability. Because even though, I mean, there were some, you know, there were some poor reporting, let's just say, that was on the Tucker Carlson program during the election season, but he wasn't out there the way like Lou Dobbs and Maria Bartiromo were, but the text messages that came out from him saying that he hates Trump and he's a demonic force, et cetera, obviously very embarrassing. The other thing, just from a business perspective, you know, you might look at this and go, God, he's their highest rated show. And, you know, he's obviously like a tentpole for them in primetime. And he's like the quarterback of Fox News at this point. However, the ratings don't matter if advertisers aren't willing to spend money during your hour. Mm-hmm. So the business piece of this may be a little bit less straightforward than would initially meet the eye.
So as I understand it, one of the reasons why he was so important to the network, Crystal, is that his young demographic numbers were a key negotiation point in the cable carriage fee negotiation, which is coming up. So just so everybody understands, a vast majority of Fox News' profit comes from the cable carriers paying them a fee to remain part of the cable bundle. Now, as again, one of the cases that Fox was making is, no, we're not just an aging cable news program. We also have this show in primetime, which is watched by a couple hundred thousand people in the young demo. I'm not saying these are the great numbers, because the overall millions of people who consumed it were definitely outside the demo, but they were better than other people who were on Fox News. So first of all, that's one major thing. The other one, and this is where it comes back to me, is the future of the network. I actually went back and just looked it up, and looking at a 2021 article here about Tucker Carlson inks a new multi-year deal with Fox Media, expands his presence with a Fox News Nation video podcast and specials. So they were kind of betting the internal streaming future of Fox News and the Fox News platform on Fox Nation, basically a subscription-based kind of extra content. It was like CNN Plus, but I don't know, I guess for boomers. So the Tucker Carlson Hour and all that, you had to subscribe, you had to watch it behind the scenes, they built a new set, all of this. So first of all, immediately to my mind is, wow, so the future, the Fox Nation, basically entire programming was anchored almost entirely to Tucker and his personality. It was by far the only thing that was even watched on Fox Nation. As I understand it, Fox Nation has not been a particularly big business success, but you know, it, whatever it was basically tied to his personality and not some of the other content there. So on the streaming side, this is a big problem for them. But overall, and here's where I'm curious. I know people have said it before, Fox is dead after Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly's show was great. It was certainly, it was a very good program, but it was an interview program and had more to do with news. The only real comp is O'Reilly. O'Reilly, everybody says O'Reilly was bigger than Fox News. And I think it's important to step back in time and actually look what happened. Tucker did not replace O'Reilly. He actually basically created an entire new show, ideas that not really had been aired, at least in some part, on the Fox News platform, and brought in a much younger demographic by focusing, I think, undeniably on things that most people on Fox were just not as traditionally into. Same like Sean Hannity, who he replaced and supplanted as the major number one person on the platform. And that's ultimately kind of what got him the position that he had at Fox. So I do think this is a new situation simply because, look, I mean, it's almost been, what, 2017 is when O'Reilly left Fox News. So it's been several years since that happened. The Fox News platform has frankly only gotten older. They haven't added more younger people. Second, they don't have the same bench here. I mean, who is the biggest guy at Fox now? Gutfeld? Like, and look, no offense, Gutfeld, but you're not carrying the network the way that
still be Hannity, Tucker, right?
Well, I mean, but I think if we think about it, I guess Hannity would come in second numbers overall. But he doesn't seem to have the same energy and almost like the controversy, all of that, that used to swirl around O'Reilly and Tucker in terms of their signature personalities. He almost seems to be more of a follower of the news than a creator of it in the way that Tucker, O'Reilly and those were.
Hannity's just sort of a standard issue partisan cheerleader. You know, whatever is going on in the Republican Party, he's going to defend it. It's very predictable, right? Which has a certain audience, and obviously he also benefited from coming after in the lineup at this point, Tucker, and can sort of carry that audience over. A lot of the cable news business is just about who you come after. And so if you have someone who can bring people in, then it's just a matter of you trying to hold on to that audience for your show as well. I mean, I am reminded, I'm just kind of going back through my mind over the past couple of weeks, Tucker also did just have a bit of a mini scandal with regard to, you know, these leaked Discord documents where he took as credible the one document that we know was altered to make the Russian casualty numbers look more favorable and make and inflate the Ukrainian casualty numbers. And he actually took that at face value and reported that as if it was fact. And in reality, it was like the one part of those documents that was provably false. So maybe that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe that was one embarrassment too many. And then also remember that, you know, the shareholders and investors in Fox News are, you know, may have a different view of what the business model should look like. And there is a real succession drama going on behind the scenes about who will succeed Rupert Murdoch. And of the two sons, one of them is very Tuckerish. And one of them is much more sort of moderate or even like sort of liberal sympathetic, I guess I would say. So there's also a split in what direction the company might go in. So listen, I think it's possible. Tucker was like, look, I'm a rich man. I don't really want to do this anymore. I'm just going to go do my thing in the woods. To me, though, the way this came down so abruptly, as someone who has been let go of from a cable news show before, the way they do it is you don't know until you do your show, and then they call you into the office, and then they tell you you're fired, and you never get to be on air again, because they don't want someone who's already been told they're let go to then go on their air, and God knows they're in YOLO mode. God knows what they're going to say to the audience. Right. So the fact that this clearly happened after his show on Friday, they made a point of being like, he's never coming on our air again, makes me feel like it is more likely Fox News is letting him go versus him just sort of amicably deciding like, hey guys, thanks for the years. I'm just going to go and like enjoy my life now.
Yeah, I think you're right. So there's a couple of possibilities. I think all it points to is abruptness, right? So either A, he was fired. B, they were like, and they had planned to do so. B, they had asked him to do something, like maybe read a statement or maybe be comply in potentially one of their future lawsuits. And he said, no, screw you, I'm going to walk. And they said, okay, well, then you're fired. I guess those are really the only two scenarios. Somebody obviously pulled the plug at an abrupt nature. They had a multi-year deal on the books. There's a big question, too, around his future. Now, look, I don't have any idea about his contract. I don't know how it was negotiated, but I do know that cable news non-competes are insane. Maybe he can thank the Biden administration if they do make non-competes enforceable. I don't know. But, you know, at the very least, this is a $100 million asset that has now walked out of the door at the very least. So they very much could try and pursue him. Maybe he had stronger protections in his contract if he was able to leave, what he was able to do, if he had the ability to pursue a podcast and all that. Because it seemed like what Fox had done is they basically rolled up all of the rights to his personality inside of the Fox brand. So by leaving that, he's not only leaving the show behind, if he doesn't have robust IP protection in his contracts, he could be real hamstrung in terms of what he's even allowed to do.
True. And there could be a period, like, for example, after Megyn Kelly was out at Fox, there was a period where, you know, she negotiated, she got the NBC contract, but then they had to wait until she could actually start the show. And that would be typical. There would be some sort of a waiting period before Tucker would be able to do anything else with another network or on his own. If he wants to continue creating content, you know, for better or worse, there's definitely an audience for it. No, I mean, he doesn't need Fox News at this point. And even from the time when, you know, Glenn Beck left or when Bill O'Reilly was out, the ability to immediately have your own podcast, have your own media brand, have your own platform, you know, he would be successful. I have no doubt if he wants to go in that direction, and he would be unshackled from whatever limited apparently constraints they put on him over there at Fox News. So, you know, I don't think that we've heard the last of him, very likely.
No question. I mean, look, I've always believed he would be incredibly successful if he left Fox. I don't even think Fox was ever good for him. I think the cable in general is a terrible platform for anybody who has more than IQ of 12. Yes, I think that Hannity is better suited for Fox News. And look, I don't think it's a deniable, as you said, that he clearly will be doing something. Also, look, just in terms of the level of credibility I think that he has, not only with Trump, but with a lot of people who vote for Trump, is not something that you can really put aside. That's why I really believe this could be fundamentally different in terms of its impact on Fox News as an overall brand. They don't have the same level of bench for personalities. They don't have anyone who necessarily kind of, quote, does the same thing. that's always been unique in that way. Look, I could be completely wrong, right? I mean, maybe they'll hire somebody and they'll hire somebody to try and, you know, recreate in the aggregate. It's certainly possible. But with all of the wins against cable, and not only that, they just had this humiliating $1 billion settlement. So they're squeezed, really, from both ends, both by the audience and by the overall lawsuit. So, yeah, look, I mean, it's a good day if you don't like Fox News. So I'm I can't help but smile.
I hate Fox News. Yeah. I hate cable news in general. And
me too.
I think the fact that you now have the two biggest cable news stars basically out, you know, Rachel Maddow very much of her own doing, and Tucker very likely because of Fox deciding, but we'll see what the details are as they come out. It's just a signal of how much that whole industry is dying. We've been talking about how it's like a zombie business model, has been for a while. And, you know, I think this really helps to paint that picture of an industry that, why would anyone who has a genuine following, who is, you know, able to create content that's compelling to people, that people want to watch, that they want to pay for, why would you shackle yourself to cable news in these at this time? It doesn't make any sense from a personal decision. So again, I suspect that Fox pushed him out rather than the other way around, just because of the way that this went down. We'll see. But still, I just don't think you're likely to see stars of the level of a Tucker or a Rachel moving into the future. I think those days are past.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Somebody texted me and goes, so when is Fox going to hire you? I was like, first of all, that's not going to happen. Second of all,
why would we take a demotion?
Yeah, I want to go work for Rupert Murdoch instead of people who are watching this show. There ain't no amount of money in the world that is worth that. So anyway, kind of funny. All right, guys, big day. As you can tell, I'm sure we'll have more to talk about tomorrow as more insight comes out. I asked him for the record. I was like, hey, what's going on? Haven't heard anything back. So that's where we are right now. If I hear anything else, I'll let you guys know. Hello again, everybody. We're seconds away from recording breaking news about Tucker Carlson out over at Fox News, when lo and behold, the news fairy comes and gives us this. So let me go ahead and put it up there on the screen. From one Don Lemon, I was informed this morning by my agent I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I given any indication I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best. Oof. So, the news gods are raining on us. Today.
Oh my God. I mean,
what are we going to do? He was such a farm of content, and he was such a trusted name and such a great show. So good at his job, so professional, respectful of women.
I mean, I'm just heartbroken.
What are women going to do?
I'm just heartbroken over both of these, the loss of both of these individuals from the cable news landscape. when I saw this announcement on Twitter, I mean, first of all, because blue checks don't mean anything anymore, the lack of a check or whatever, like, it's so hard to know whether it's a real thing or not. And then the fact that we had just gotten the news that Tucker was out, I was like, this cannot possibly be real, but it is. And
I mean,
just to remind everybody, in real hot water over at CNN, he was forced into these like sexism re-education trainings over his comments about quote-unquote prime women after Nikki Haley announced. There was visible on-air tension between him and both of his two female colleagues. He'd already been sort of demoted from having his own primetime slot. He billed that as, no, this isn't a demotion to go to the morning show, but clearly, you know, I think that it was to share the stage with two other people is a lot different than having your own primetime show. And then just on the metrics, the show hasn't done well. It's more poorly rated than the previous iteration of the morning show, which I personally thought when it was John Berman and Allison Camerota was actually much better. John Berman and Poppy Harlow, I think it was for a while as well, that rated better than the current relaunch of this thing, which is supposed to be the new boss's real imprint that he was putting on the network. And so, when you have someone who is highly paid, and poorly rated that people don't like, you shouldn't be surprised when this is ultimately the outcome. Yeah.
I think it's clear. This man is a pig behind the scenes. He's a disgusting person, doesn't treat people well. He's an egomaniac, narcissist, psycho. And all of that started to come out. Now we got a little bit more news here. I can read, Crystal. CNN's Chris Licht says, to my CNN colleagues, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be part of the CNN family. We thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. We wish them well, and we will be cheering him on his continued endeavors. Here's the key part. CNN This Morning has been on the air for nearly 6 months. We are committed to its success. So what does that mean? That their poorly rated morning show, where Lemon was the anchor, is going to continue. So good luck to Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins. No offense. Think even fewer people will be watching if that is somehow even possible. I don't think that show is long for this world. Crystal, I believe that some of this might have come because of that Deadline article that we brought everybody here about his treatment of past female colleagues, where past behavior involving his disgusting behavior towards women had surfaced. And they probably had either launched a new investigation, or there might have been even incidents that we don't even know about, Crystal, behind the scenes of other women or other inappropriate conduct that he's been doing. We know that the CEO already hated him, and you know, it could just be straw that broke the camel's back here.
Well, you get away with a lot, unfortunately, when you're a news anchor, so long as times are good. If you aren't delivering, and you are highly paid, and you've become a liability for the network, then suddenly, yeah, the knives are going to come out. Suddenly, things that they would have just buried on the carpet, or, you know, just they defended them over, or ignored, or whatever, suddenly those things become reasons to part company. Now, one thing that I think is different business-wise from the Tucker Fox situation and the CNN Don Lemon situation is, I think Fox losing Tucker in terms of ratings is a blow. I think there could be a sort of like revolt among some part of their base audience. I don't think any CNN watcher is really going to care that Don Lemon is gone.
No, I
don't think it's going to matter for their ratings of the morning show. I don't think it's going to matter for their ratings overall. I don't think that there's going to be any sort of viewer revolt. I think business as usual will mediocre business as usual will just continue over there.
Absolutely right. Man, news gods, give us a break here. All right, we're trying to write monologues for tomorrow's show. And yet, here I am. I didn't even get a chance to take off my tie. But you know what? That's what I love. I live for moments like this. It's a hell of a lot of fun. I guess enjoy the rest of the show that we taped earlier.
Yeah.
Spent so much time
yeah.
on. I'm sure this is all anybody's going to watch today. That's okay. That's why we do it here. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.